There's a handful of domestic appliances that nearly everyone has or needs to have, and high on that list must be a washing machine. But surprisingly, until very recently, there's never been a washing machine that could be reasonably accessible for someone with little or no sight. But the Miele Guideline is the product of adapting one of the best-selling Miele washing machines, so all its controls and the various different types of washes it can do can be accessed using a combination of touch and sound. It doesn't speak, but this tactile audio combination can help the user to select which program they want and control the washing cycle. RNIB sells the Miele Guideline, and Robin Spinks from the charity, who, as we'll hear, has one of these machines himself, talked us through its accessibility features.
Miele have crafted a very discreet tactile diagram, if you like, across the face of the device. So where the flat touchscreen is, they've actually crafted a line which goes round it and goes across the bottom of it and effectively allows someone who's blind to use a tactile reference to locate the button that they wish to locate, whichever one that happens to be. So it's very carefully marked. You wouldn't necessarily see it if you looked visually at the device. So it's quite discreet, but certainly when you put your finger onto where the bottom of the touchscreen is, you would become aware of the ridge. So it's an easily discernible tactile line, and it would run across the display, as I mentioned, and also across to the rotor, which is the only physical control on the device.
So finding out what your washing cycle is, which one you want, etc., that's all tactile. Can you access everything you need in tactile terms only, or is it supposed to be used with the audio beeps by everyone, even those who aren't using the sense of touch?
Absolutely. You would select your program, and you could do that using tactile and using the audio beeps, for example, to select the temperature. It allows you to use a combination of tactile and audio beeps to select your program, change the temperature, change the spin speed, start, stop, do all the things that you need to do with a regular washing machine.
Now, you very kindly did your washing for us a little earlier, and we're going to hear that. But I wondered whether we could perhaps just talk about the beeps first, because you say that they indicate everything you need. The machine doesn't talk, but these beeps tell you where you are. What are those beeps?
So there's a really good acoustic sound scheme which will signify when the machine is on. It will also signify changes in speed or temperature. So for example, as you go up or down temperature-wise using the tactile control on the screen, you will hear a correspondingly higher or lower tone from the machine. And you can't mistake it. It's pretty loud and it's easy to recognize the different intervals. When you are pressing up or down, you will hear the beeps going up or down as you move up or down using the tactile controls.
As I mentioned, you did your washing a little earlier. We'll hear those beeps, I presume. And also, were you using it in a tactile form as well?
I was, that's right. So I'm popping a load of kids' clothes into the washing machine, putting it on at Express 20, which is the first interval, and pressing start. And you'll hear the whole sound scheme from start to finish.
Well, thank you, Robin. Please take it away.
So I'm here with the Miele Guideline washing machine, and I'm just popping in some kids' clothes, and we'll pop in our detergent capsule into the drum. And I'm going to take the rotary dial, which is the only physical control, which is on the right-hand side of the device. So I'm going to go one click clockwise, and I have got the first program, which is Express 20. Feel with my finger along to the bottom of the line, which is a tactile line. And if I want to, I can go in and change the temperature. If I go right along to the left-hand side of that physical line, go up, go to the first interval, and I can see, I can feel there's a tactile mark. That's me change the temperature to 20, 30, 40. So you can hear it ascending as I go up and descending as I come down. I'm going to put it back to 30, which is one beep up. Take my finger and run right along to the end on the right-hand side and up to the start button. And that's the wash underway.
Well, Robin, thank you for allowing us to witness you washing children's clothes there. The instructions for people who want to use this machine, and you've said already this is a very standard washing machine. It doesn't work any differently to any other washing machine. But if people want the specific instructions about this device, how do you provide those, please?
The entire manual is available in alternative formats when you purchase the machine, and it's pretty comprehensive. It talks you through everything. We've, of course, got a helpline that we can answer questions on if people want to know more in detail.
And that RNIB helpline number is 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or if you prefer, they can be emailed at helpline@rnib.org.uk. Now, the Miele Guideline washing machine, as sold by RNIB, costs £749.17. This price excludes VAT, which is not paid on this adapted machine if it's bought by or on behalf of a registered blind or partially sighted person. There's an optional service charge of £64.03, including VAT, which covers home delivery, installation of the new washing machine, and the removal and recycling of your old machine. If you don't want this service, then you just get the machine delivered. And RNIB can explain more about this service charge if you ask them, and they'll explain about the current delivery times, as they can vary.
InfoSound.